I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, firefighter training is being offered to tribal members in Washington state, and federal agencies released the management plan for Bears Ears. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Washington's Department of Natural Resources is reaching out to tribes to offer firefighter training to tribal members. Spokane Public Radio's Steve Jackson reports. The Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service have released their final plan for managing Bears Ears National Monument in southeast Utah. It's after years of collaboration between the agencies and tribes. KUER's David Condos reports for the Mountain West News Bureau. The Nez Perce tribe in Idaho released a statement Monday regarding an incident at a recent candidate forum. Republican state lawmaker Dan Forum reportedly told Democratic candidate Trish Carter Goodhart to go back where you came from. Carter Goodhart is Nez Perce. In the statement, the Nez Perce tribe said it's extremely disheartened to hear about the incident and says the Nez Perce tribe has called this area home for tens of thousands of years. The statement goes on to talk about the history of the region. The tribe says it refuses to tolerate this kind of hateful and divisive politics and asks other elected leaders in the region to stand with the tribe and push back against such offensive behavior. Foreman's comments reportedly happened as Carter Goodhart talked about racism and discrimination in the state. The Lewiston Tribune reports Foreman has not responded to requests about the comments, but has stated on Facebook that he made no racial slur or statement of any nature and that the accusations are false. FEMA has announced federal disaster assistance has been made available for the San Carlos Apache tribe in Arizona to help with recovery efforts from the Watch Fire. The fire devastated the community in July. The assistance includes grants for temporary housing or home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the fire. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.